Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Huge, so if you're watching us, just this is how it is.
It's crazy.
I'm just gonna hold the book in front of myself so you can't tell. I feel like summertime we've been like doing things, so we're like now gonna just mass record and just pump them out this way, hopefully, for October. Like, we're just.
Are we ever gonna read Lori Gilmore?
Yeah, it was not out yet.
Oh, yeah, September.
Yeah. But, like, by then, we'll have read that.
Next week.
Okay, I don't like that at all. I literally was texting Chelsea and Amelia, and I was like, once September 1st hits, and I am able slash have to say, like, I'm giving birth next month, I'm going to go into a full-blown panic. So, there's that. So, anyways.
Good luck.
So, yeah, we're just large and in charge and trying to record lots of things over here. So, we're doing still The Hunger Games, but we are enjoying it thoroughly.
So good.
Thank God, because we usually are such haters. So, yeah, typically. So today we're doing part two of Sunrise on the Reaping. Now, last time we only did part one of the book, of the three parts, because Hallie was still reading it. It was, like, her grand finale to her reread.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to be doing parts two and three. I wrote them down today because I'm actually thinking. Which is pages 135 through 382, which is chapters 10 through 27. So, that is what we're covering in this episode. And it's, like, a lot of fucking brutality just goes on.
I was just, like, wow. You know, every time, like, you think it can't get worse, and then it does.
Yeah, so last episode left off where Snow was meeting with Haymitch, and Luella walks in, who we know mm-hmm. is dead. So we were like, who's that?
Who's that girl?
Who's that? I don't know. So did you have any theories? Because last time, like, that was where you also ended off reading. Did you have theories as far as who you thought it was? Like, or...
So, like, I remember thinking, did they find a way to bring her back to life?
Yeah, like save her?
Like, that's crazy.
Okay, and then like, how did you feel about
it? Are we that far progressed, but we're making children kill each other?
But that also doesn't, like, surprise me in the sense of, like... At this point, technology has gotten more advanced, and yeah, they are still making kids kill them, like, each other.
Yeah, what the hell?
So, when you found out, like, what the deal was, like, did you think that was, like, what it was? Like, how did you feel about it? Like, when, like, Luella's, like, the truth of, like, how she was, a girl from District 11, like, yeah. Just, like, looks like her.
Which is bizarre.
I kind of liked it. Like, I thought
you mean, like, in general, overall, how did I feel about, like, that being part of the story? Yeah, it was fine.
And, like, they, like, not brainwashed her, but they, like, fucked with her.
Yeah, she had, like, that bug in her ear.
Yeah, and they were, like,
and whenever she,
torturing this poor child. I was, like,
could you imagine?
But I feel like, again, I'm kind of glad when they add stuff like that, because it's, like, it almost goes, again, like, a stepping stone to, like, PETA when they, like, brainwash him. Yeah. Like, it's not like this is, like, their first rodeo.
Yeah. So I kind of like it. And if they're doing that to literally a 12-year-old girl, mm-hmm. what were they doing to PETA, who's an 18-year-old boy?
A grown man, I guess, for lack of a better whatever. Yeah. So, we were saying last episode, like, the theme of this book, or at least, like, what I was feeling, like, when I read it, was, like, propaganda. So, mm-hmm. I also think it's interesting that they literally... again, brainwash this little girl, like, or torturing her, whatever, just for the sake of, like, being, like, there's 48 tributes. Like, that was the only reason they did this, was, like, to show, like, their strength and, like, oh, hey, like, it goes off without a hitch. Like, they didn't show the chariot crash on the news. They didn't, like, so I think that's really interesting in this book, was I felt like Mockingjay was, like, the propaganda book, the first, like, series.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's interesting we're getting, like, insight to that now. Like, it's always been like this.
Yes.
Which I think is interesting. Because I feel like the first two books, I didn't feel that way. Like, Hunger Games and Catching Fire, like...
No.
Because you're seeing it from, like, Katniss's point of view.
Yeah. And honestly, even... I mean, like, looking back now, like, yes, I agree with you about Mockingjay. But, like, even when I was younger and reading it, like, I wasn't thinking about propaganda.
Well, right, and that's why I think this series, like, grows with you.
Yeah.
Because it's like, wow, these are all, like, really big things. And so, I also want to talk about the propaganda in relation to, like, once the Hunger Games get started. So, Haymitch... What about, what the fuck's his name? Plutarch?
Plutarch, that asshole.
But, like, he's moving and grooving this book. This guy's been at it for a long time.
He really has been. So because I read them in...
Your order.
My order, yeah. With the trilogy first. I was waiting... You know, because I was, like, preemptively waiting, because I was, like, okay, in Catching Fire? They're watching the tapes, and they watch...
Yes.
And, like, they make note of Haymitch's, and how, like, him and this girl, like, just, like, shake hands and, like, walk away. Right?
What, so like, I was, nasally?
Like, yeah, so I was, like, preemptively waiting for that scene to happen in this book.
Okay, right, because, you... like watched Haymitch's games and Catching Fire first before you actually read about them. Whereas I read Haymitch's games and now just read about like Katniss and Peeta watching them.
So when that obviously didn't happen until like the very end and like wasn't even really as described, I don't even think it was, I don't know. I was like,
well, she put like little things in Catching Fire, like even like, you know, the ravenous squirrels, like that.
Yes.
So, like, she, like, said things.
Yes.
And, like, oh, his, like, ally got hit or, like, skewered with, like, the pink birds. Which, like, that all did happen, but, like, obviously Katniss and Peeta described it just, like, you know, like, casually, because it's, like, whatever.
True. Yes, yes.
But I do love how, like, she had, like, a groundwork in Catching Fire for his arena.
Yeah.
And then, like, expanded on it, but, like, which tenfold.
Which I wonder if that was, like, always the plan.
I wonder as well. Because I feel like the things that she mentioned in Catching Fire, like, that Katniss noted, like, happened. Like, the arena was beautiful.
Yeah.
The volcano, you know, like, whatever. Like, she mentioned all those things, and that was true. I wonder... if she always had the idea with, like, Plutarch and, like, Haymitch, like, flooding the arena, like...
That was some tea.
Like, the, like, scandal. Like, I wonder if she had that in her head or not.
Already, yeah.
Because that was, like, very layered, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
So, Plutarch is... He's, like, up and coming. We kind of talked about him last episode a little bit. So, he's up and coming, but basically... He is, like, already kind of in the rebellion, like, of sorts. And he's trying to get Haymitch to trust him in order to, like, sabotage the games.
Yeah.
How did you, like, feel about that?
I was like, hell yeah, let's do this shit. But then I was like, well, sadly, obviously I know it doesn't work.
Well, right, right. That's what I'm saying.
You know? So it's like...
Yeah, you feel happy, but then you're like, well, obviously if Katniss is in the games, like, you know, it's like...
It's literally... So, I'm gonna put it this way for you.
Okay.
Reading Sunrise on the Reaping felt to me like in Pet Sematary when the sun is, like, all happy and he's, like, running across the street and just pure joy in life is exuding. And then all of a sudden, you're dead.
And that's, like, that's, Haymitch.
I just felt like that was, like, how this book was. Because anything, like, anytime they try to get ahead or, like...
Like, yeah, you know.
This sounded like, oh, this was gonna work.
Well, right,
because... You know it wasn't. And you're like, fuck.
Well, and yeah, and you know Haymitch, like, the current state of him. So, like... yeah.
That's... Right. What hurts the most. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna have a lot to say towards the end, but...
So, basically, so I want to talk about this one theory that I said I would, like, put a bookend in last episode.
Yes.
So, basically, Haymitch, you know, the normal format of the games occurs here. Like, they have their interviews, the games begin, whatever. We know last episode we talked about the newcomers, and they have, like, a little, like, cute alliance, mm-hmm. whatever. So now, basically, Plutarch, the main plot point, I feel, is Plutarch wants Haymitch to, like, flood the arena. Beatty's in on it, and he's gonna get his son to, like, help Haymitch.
Okay, so now, this is the thing. Beatty breaks my heart.
Yeah.
What's wild is that Beatty's in this position because the Capitol caught him, you know, doing yes. espionage or whatever.
Right.
You know? So they're like, as your punishment...
We'll put your son in.
Your son is going to be in the games. And not only that, but you're going to have to mentor him to die.
But then, like, gets his son, like, involved in a rebellion. Essentially.
And but then... Like, but, like, yeah, and do does it do? Again.
But what
you know?
Else do you do?
Knowing you have... A pregnant wife at home is beyond me.
Well, yeah, I guess that part, yes. But it's like, he's already... Here's my thing with that. And I'm sure Ampert, is that how you say his name? I know.
Poor kid.
But, like, he's 12, and I'm sure he knows, like, he's not the winner. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like...
But, like, what is that like to accept that fate as...
Not good.
Literally a preteen.
Not good. Like I can't even put my headspace there. At all.
Like, what?
At all. I don't know. But...
He's just mad casual about it.
So, because that's, like, the main plot point, I saw a theory online that I want to run past you / discuss / whatever.
Okay.
So, there was this girl online. Uh-huh. I forget her name, or I would credit her, or whatever. But I think there's been, like, rumblings of this theory just widely spread when this book came out.
Rumblings.
So, basically... And now reading Catching Fire, like, Katniss even said, like, how likely was it that, like, the 75th Hunger Games, you know, was that you're pulling from the pool of victors? Like, I feel like this is made up. Like, this was not pre-written.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
she pissed Snow off yes. and she was already said this.
Yeah.
Now, they were talking online at, like, the theory about, like, all the people that were picked, like, of the victors, because there probably was, like, unproblematic victors as well. Mm-hmm. Right, but I think
in Catching Fire or the yeah. victors for this,
like the victors in Catching Fire,
okay,
like so I'm sure over all 75 years there's probably victors that just like won and like he left them alone, but they were saying like the Catching Fire people that were like reaped,
oh they were all
like problematic people, like yeah, rebellion yeah. type people,
yeah.
So I remember, I don't know, because I didn't get this far in Catching Fire, was there a reference to like Annie's games and, like, what happened in her games?
Not that I remember.
That was, like, a point that was being discussed.
Because then weren't they saying that... Oh, no, they were just interviewing the guy who played Fennec.
I gotta find this video. Basically, I think something happened in Annie's games where, like, it also got flooded. And so they were like, was it a flood or was it like a Haymitch situation where like she like broke the arena? And that's why she got like reaped again, but then Mags volunteered for her.
Mm.
But it was like saying like how Annie was kind of like, and that's why she's like fucking crazy and like neurotic because they probably tortured her afterwards.
Yes. Well, they do say that that is what happened. So, like there's allusion to that, that there's...
Because even...
That they tortured her for whatever.
Correct.
Yeah.
But people,
there's allusion to that, but I don't remember, like, her actual
But people were saying, like, how, you know, in Haymitch's games, right? Like, how when he watches the clips after, like, they didn't show, like, him flooding the arena. You know, whatever. Obviously, they're not going to show that.
Yeah, they showed everything, like, out of order and, like, completely wrong.
Right.
Yes.
So, in this case, they were saying with, like, Annie, like, the fact that she was also tortured, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like the Capitol doesn't, like... like, they're not torturing the victors who just, like, win and they're bloodthirsty and they just, like, win fair and square.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of just like, all right, good for you. See you later.
Yeah.
But, like, the ones that cause problems, they're the ones that are, like, you know, with Haymitch's, how this book ends, which we'll get to, and, you know, all that mm-hmm. stuff. So, basically, they were saying, like, with Annie, like, well, she was reaped for, like, the quarter quell.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if it's because, like, you know, her arena flooded, but, like, it probably was really her, and she probably kind of won, like, unfair... And now that's why she's all, like, fucked up, because they tortured her. I have to, like, investigate more about, like, what her actual arena was, but there was, like, a thing where it seemed, like, a little sketchy. Like, it could have been, like, foul play like Haymitch.
Mm.
Can't find it yet, but...
So it's more of like...
Like, it's like the problematic. Like, you know, like, Beatty was...
They have these games, but the Rebellion was, like, always trying to do something. So then as retribution, the Capitol punishes the Victor.
Right.
Because all the Victors are for the Rebellion.
Right, like, most of these ones are. And again, you have your few in the Quarter Quell, like, when we were just reading, like, you know, like, the fucking career, the retired careers. Like, they just, like, volunteered because they're, like, whatever, who cares? But I think, like, most of the people and, like, all of Katniss's, like, allies and stuff were all, like, Rebellion-type people, which is interesting. Like, you know, like, Beatty and Wyrus and Mags.
Well, yeah.
Like, so, it's like, I think the Capitol, like, knows that and are, like, punishing them. Like, but in advance. Like, we find that out, like, after Catching Fire.
Yeah.
But now, because of this book, it's like, people were like, oh, I think there was, like,
they just
more underworkings here.
President Snow just does this casually.
But, like, kinda. Like, yeah, like, he's, like, pretty much, like, here's the new, what the Quarter Quell is, and also, like, here's the people you're picking, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, I guarantee it was, like, corrupt.
For sure. Wait, okay, but also, I can't remember if we talked about this in the first part, or if I was talking to somebody else about this, but Tigress.
I wish I could find the thing.
The cousin.
Yes, we talked about this.
Like, I just can't get over this.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? How did we get here? You think she was the cat lady in the audience?
So, I'm not, like...
With Haymitch?
So, I'm not there yet, but...
No, yeah. In this book.
Oh, and... Yeah.
When he does the interviews, remember? And he says something, and the lady was, like, a cat or something.
So, I don't know if I think that's her yet, but I know, like, obviously, like, I mean, I haven't read Mockingjay yet. Like, that's what I was referring to. But, like, she is that. That is her in Mockingjay, obviously.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it's because Snow turned into a piece of shit.
But, like, when did he turn into a piece of shit? Where in those 40 years, when did it start?
Well, we know it started, I don't know when it started for her. You know, like, when, like, their rift began, because obviously who knows. But, like...
But even his. Like, was he always just... Did he come out of the gate with Gaul? And
I feel like, yeah, I feel like that was, like, his, like, once he got back, like, and then he was the game maker with her, like, that was it, you know?
Shit.
Because even this is only the, what, the 50. 25th?
That's 50.
This is 50?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And his Hunger Games was the 10th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, a 40-year span, like, what the fuck?
Yes. I think he just progressively gets worse.
Like, what's the tea? I need to know.
I think we probably just got his origin, and then it's, like, we just know that he progressively gets worse that whole time.
Yeah.
And that's just what we have to accept. And I think that's pretty much where we're at.
Yeah. Alright, so let's go back to this book.
Okay.
Sunrise.
So, I think it's fun that Haymitch is, like, a little, like, he's, like, really going for, like, a rebellious streak. Like, he's, like, it wasn't like they told him and he was, like, nah. He was, like, alright. Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, committed. He was like, sure.
Like his little vibe.
Yeah, like he was just like, I will help you rebel.
Okay, well, I mean, he doesn't fuck with the Capitol.
I know, but I feel like most people probably would be like a little hesitant to like put their trust in these people and like do what they said.
Mm.
Like, I would almost, to be honest, I would be like, I'm just trying to survive. Like, I don't really care about your fucking agenda. You're not going into the arena. Like, I don't know, that's how I think I would probably feel. Like, to almost fight for, like, a higher purpose while you're already, like, fighting for your own life is, like, I think pretty, like, impressive.
Now, see, like, yeah, I get that. But also, like, he's from District 12. And District 12, like, you know, them, 11.
Right.
Like, the farther away from... Well, actually, I don't know if it's based on location.
I think so, because I think like 12 is, like, over, like, New Jersey area.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And 11's, like, a little bit more south, I think, or something.
I think 11's south, and I think the capital is, like, by, like, the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, so, okay, whatever. But,
yes.
I feel like if maybe he came from District, like, 1.
Agreed. I'm just saying, like, I feel like that's a lot to take in. So, like, for example... He was, like, obviously thrown into the games, like, already, like, unfairly, which obviously gives him, like, some anger, of course.
Pissed.
But at the same time, I'm just saying, like, you're already coming to terms with, like, oh, I'm in these games. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you all of a sudden find out about, like, there's, like, pretty much a rebellion happening, which mm-hmm. is, like, probably also pretty fucking shocking, mm-hmm. arguably. And then, like, you know, you're like, oh, and there's Plutarch, and he's in on it, and so is Beatty. And, like, I feel like it's, like, a lot of information. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, processing it pretty well. And he's like, yeah, I'll help you guys. And I'm like, damn, all right. He really just jumped right in.
Yeah, but I think also because all of his, well, maybe not all, but, like, majority of his interactions with these people before knowing that they're part of the rebellion.
Right.
Like, we're all positive.
Yeah, so he's like, all right, and they're good people.
And when you're, you know, mingling with people from the Capitol and getting ready for these games, like, I would assume that most people you come into contact with suck.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Well, we noticed they suck even more than they do in, like, the Katniss era. Like, fucking Drusilla, his, like, lady was horrible.
Wait, yeah. So bizarre.
Like, Maisley punched her in the face, which was amazing.
That was really good.
I think that might have happened last episode, but whatever. Either way, like, that was just great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's definitely interesting to see, you know, where they were versus,
yes.
I guess, also kind of where they were.
Like I said, like, this one almost seems more hostile. Like, Hunger Games, like, they, like,
yes.
Like, Effie's, like, I think Haymitch had it the worst.
No, yeah, for sure.
He had, like, the high tech, plus they were, like, really mean to them.
Yeah.
At least Katniss era, like, they almost view him as, like, cute little pets. And they're like, oh, we love you guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, Effie's mm-hmm. nice to her. Her, like, prep team is nice to her. Mm-hmm. The Capitol, like, dotes on them. Like, I feel like at this point, it's, like...
Well, because it becomes such a big thing.
Right.
At that point. Like, the games are so big at that point.
Right. So at this point, it's, like, Haymitch had the worst of both worlds. Like...
Yeah. I think at this point, they were still maybe trying to, like, win over the people.
Correct. But it's, like, you still then had the high tech of, like, the, like, mutants and, like... It was, like, the games were high tech to the point where, like, they were going to kill you in horrible ways.
Yeah.
But the people also didn't really like you. So it was, like, mm-hmm. you were just fucked.
Either way, yeah.
At least Katniss and PETA had, like, you know, people, like, were, like, excited.
Well, and that's a thing, like, before they even go into the games, I feel, like, in the main trilogy, you know, things are very pretty light and airy, you know? Like, life sucks in the districts. And then they're thrown into the Capitol, and it's like, oh, so grand, and you, like, get, what's the word, distracted by yeah. all of that, that when, like, the shit happens, and this, you're like, wait, what?
You know, Haymitch had it rough.
No, poor Haymitch.
And also, I mean, aside the obvious fact that it was double the children, so, like, this poor guy is just fucking this brutal. Like, this is horrible. I feel so bad for him.
Well, what breaks my heart is that the newcomers, like, they say in the book there's, like, three of them to every...
Career.
But, you know, once the...
The bloodbath?
Yeah, the first bloodbath. And I think this is the first year they have a cornucopia, right? Or something like that?
It might be the first year, or it's, like, it's newer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, I would say maybe 65% of the...
Yeah, they literally were like, yeah, they're all, like, 18 of them or something crazy. Like, some absurd number. And
yes.
I was like, well, damn, that wasn't...
Like, literally half of them are gone.
Yeah, I will say, character-wise, like, the newcomer thing was a cute little twist. I liked that. And then character-wise, I really liked, obviously, Ampert. He's adorable. And then I really liked Maisley Donner. Thought she was great.
Yeah,
she was a bitch, but she was great.
Yeah.
I liked her a lot.
She was good.
She added some flair for me.
Yeah. I mean, Haymitch's love interest, what's her name? Lenore Dove?
Yes.
I don't know. She's cool. But, like, I don't get what the appeal is. I guess it's just, like, young love, right?
Yeah, she's
we're
like,
gonna
like,
be together
it's like a
forever.
Sweetheart. Yeah, like, it's just a girlfriend.
She was fine.
Which, oh, I think we mentioned last episode we were going to circle back and we were like, oh, is it possible that she's, like, Lucy Gray's
she's
daughter?
Not.
There's, like, theories are, like, saying that she could be, the little one. The fuck was her name?
Yeah.
It was an M.
Maude Ivory.
There it is. I knew we'd get there somehow. They were, like, saying, like, age-wise, like, that would kind of make sense.
Yeah, like, that's...
And, like, her,
probably
like, Maude Ivory's grave was, like, in their family plot. Like, probably just, like, you know, old age or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, or childbirth or, you know, whatever, like...
Yeah.
So that could be her mom.
Yeah.
So it's, like, she is directly related to Lucy Gray. Which we know, because, like, her uncles are...
Yeah. Those Carmen guys. And Carmine.
And Billy, and not Billy Top. That was the other guy. That was her ex.
Yeah, that was the ex.
Yeah, but the two guys. I can't think of their names either. Yeah. They all have crazy names. So they just don't... They don't stick in my brain, like, the way they should.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, Katniss, Peeta, fine. Haymitch, like, names I'll always remember. No, not the Covey. I'm like, I don't know. You guys. Anyways. But, yeah. So, I mean, I like Lenore Dove, and we'll obviously talk more about her. I think it's just, like, young love. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. The games.
I also liked, just last part about them, I liked having, like, him have to go to the games and, like, leave a girlfriend behind. We haven't had that dynamic yet.
No.
Obviously, like, Snow... Yeah. Snow was, like, outside of the games, and he, like, loved, quote-unquote, Lucy Gray.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he was not in the games.
Yeah.
And then Katniss and Peeta, like, were together in the games.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I liked having,
well,
like,
Katniss loved Gale, but, like, they weren't, like, a thing.
They weren't, like yeah. This was Haymitch's, like, girlfriend. Like,
yeah.
You know, they were, like, established. Like, this was, like, the love of his life.
They were getting married.
Yeah. Well, anyways. Okay, so the games.
Don't worry. The games, yeah. Okay, so... Ampert. I did not expect him to be eaten alive by the fucking squirrels.
Yeah. That was a rough one for him.
He was picked clean!
I also thought it was very interesting, these games...
He's 12!
Like, yeah, no, it's fucking terrible. But the only thing I thought was interesting for, like, the occurrences of that happening was how, like... When Haymitch would go to save them, like, they were, like programmed only to get Ampert.
Yes.
Or, like, you know, Maisily, like, Donner, like, with the flamingos that, yes. like, skewered her. Like, once they got their intended person, it was like, okay, bye. Like, at least in the Hunger Games, like, Katniss and Peeta, like, they were trying to get all of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least...
Well, yeah.
It was, like, rigged.
I mean... Like, yeah, but there's also, in the trilogy, there's, like, when they have those... I don't know if you're there yet, when they're, like, in the tunnels.
Which
and
book?
Those, like, mutant things. Oh, I think it's Mockingjay.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
When Finnick dies.
But, like, I'm surprised...
I think they were, like, also programmed.
But I'm surprised, then, if Katniss was causing such problems, like, in the Hunger Games, like, when the Barry thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like... So fucking programmed mutants to kill her and leave Peeta alive. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just surprised.
But it's to punish her.
I guess.
You know, like, Snow is in it for the long haul.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Like, he wants you to be traumatized 50 years from now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm just surprised. Like, I feel like if they had that, like, technology, like, that it wasn't, like, utilized on Katniss earlier. But I get what you're saying. He went for the long haul torture. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Haymitch did it to himself, essentially, because... First of all, he's hanging out with Plutarch and whatever, so, like, if you want to go along the theory that, you know, Snow is targeting people who he knows, quote-unquote, are part of the Rebellion.
It's almost like Snow, like, lets the Rebellious people win just to fuck them in the long run.
Yeah, that's, like, what I'm saying. Like, he lets them play into, like, he plays into their hand, but, like, is thinking four steps ahead.
Yeah, that's fucked. He's probably one of the best villains ever.
Yeah.
To be honest, what was I gonna say? Ampert with the squirrels.
No, just before when we were talking about
the games.
The games. No, literally like five sentences ago.
Wow, that was very specific. How Snow, like,
we're talking about Snow. Yes, Haymitch. Yeah. Oh, yeah. About how they're targeted, right?
Okay. Like.
That's so sick, because Haymitch,
mm-hmm.
when Snow is having his coughing fit at Plutarch's, didn't give him milk.
So, like, you think...
And that comes full circle in the end.
Yeah. But do you think Snow even realized? I guess he did, right?
Hell yeah. Yes.
Hmm.
You've seen how analytical he is and how he thinks things through, like, the most fucked up ways.
Yeah, no, he... I mean, that's what I'm saying. Villain-wise, and I feel like he's, like, so well thought out and, like...
Well, yeah, I felt like the whole games, like, okay, I know there's, like, a game maker, but, like, and I understand that, like, he's the president now, but...
But he was a game maker, so he, like...
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I could see it. I can... Yeah. I'm like, yeah, he would say that.
I am curious...
Or he would do that.
I am curious about the volcano in this arena, how it wiped out, like, a lot of the tributes. Like, that was interesting to me, because it was, like, again, like, you didn't give them a chance. You killed them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, whenever, like, big things like that happen in the games, I'm almost like, huh, because it's not random.
No, but I also think, you know, if we're going to go off of the thinking that, like, all of this is designed to fuck with Haymitch, you know, those people are just...
Yeah, he's like, great, he's not
they're
there.
They're bots. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
He's not there, they're there, let's kill all of them. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Now, do you think that Snow was surprised when Haymitch, like, flooded the arena? Or, like, tried, or, you know, whatever, that whole... Because he successfully gets down into the...
Yeah. You know, how much of it is it Haymitch's fault? How much of it is Snow, like, he's in on it? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I personally feel like Snow was probably shocked in the moment. Like, I don't think he knew that Haymitch was doing this before the game started.
No, but I think he, like, expected something to happen.
Okay.
You know? I mean, how could you not?
I think that he was probably shocked when it happened, and then after it happened, he was like, well, now he has to win so I can just torment him for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that he was, like, in on it. I don't think Snow's that good to the point where he was like, Plutarch is talking to him. You know, like, I don't think that he knows that much.
No.
But I think once Haymitch, it became clear what he was doing, I think he let him do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, I think that's where we're at with Snow.
And I don't think he, like, gives a fuck, because obviously he can splice and dice however he wants.
Right.
To show everyone else.
So, yeah, so Haymitch does flood the arena. It doesn't flood the arena, doesn't, like, you know, stop the games.
I was sad. So, when they started, when all that was happening... Right, I was like looking. I was like, there's still a lot left of the book.
Right, right.
So you know that's never a good sign, right?
Never a good sign.
How did you feel about the killer butterflies, man?
That was crazy too.
Or no, the ladybugs. They were ladybugs, right?
Oh, they're like exploding on them.
Yeah.
In the maze.
Yeah, they're in the maze, right?
Yeah, they're trying to keep them away from the maze because they're at the end of the arena.
Yeah.
Because then after Haymitch tries to flood the arena. And it doesn't really work. He becomes obsessed with, like, well, there has to be an end.
Yeah.
And so they find this maze, and there's, like, all these, like, things preventing him from, like, getting through it. And he's like, oh, this is, like, the end. Mm-hmm. I liked the vibes of these games. That it's, like, this, like, beautiful, almost, like, Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everything's beautiful, but it, like, all tries to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
I like that vibe.
Yeah. I think it's really sad how Maisley dies.
Yeah.
I think it's sad how... Well, wait, that's ahead. Never mind. I'm not gonna say that yet. But...
In this book or no?
Yeah, in this book.
I think...
Haymitch just sees everyone die.
Yeah, I just think it's really interesting. To me, this book, there wasn't a lot in the games of... The tributes killing each other. It was mostly mutants.
They were getting killed by everything else.
Yeah. Which, again, there's 48, so you gotta keep it moving. Like, they're like, let's go.
I mean, you can't let the games go on for weeks, right?
Yeah. So now on top of, you know, Haymitch's attempt to flood it, how the games end is he does get through the maze, and there's, like, a force field where, like, you throw something and it, like, flings back at you.
Yeah.
Which we knew from Catching Fire, that's how he won.
Yeah.
So it just became more relevant.
Yeah.
But basically, it's him and this girl, whatever, and they're, like, both, like, disemboweled, basically. And she throws the axe and he ducks and then it flings back and kills her. And he's, like, in rough shape when he, like, wins, quote-unquote.
Well, yeah, he said... Like, when he wakes up, he was like, the last thing I remember was, like, carrying my intestines. I was like
no, thank you.
Ew.
So, yeah, I thought these games were an interesting twist because it was, like, I enjoyed having a vibe like this where he was, like, in on the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Katniss, unfortunately, is treated just like a pawn in everyone else's game.
Yeah.
I liked that, like... It wasn't really about the game so much as it was about, like, the overall agenda,
mm-hmm.
which was fun.
Which is, yes, and it's interesting to see how that changes versus the trilogy, like you're correct. Saying.
I feel like Katniss finds out after every time.
Yeah, no, she does.
Haymitch was, like, an active participant.
And I wonder, you know, like, if that's why? You know, why let them in on it in the beginning?
But I also wonder if, again, like, Haymitch was in on it, and then if, you know, these theories about, like, maybe how other Victors have kind of had mm-hmm. their own plots, like, yeah. maybe Annie, maybe Beatty, like, all these people, mm-hmm. maybe they were like, let's fucking switch it up and, like, use her as a pawn and, like, not tell her. Mm-hmm. And maybe that'll be better for us.
Yeah.
And then, ultimately, it kind of was.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it was more so, like, they tried giving them the knowledge and it's just not working. So they were like, let's not tell her anything.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's try to switch it up.
Fuck. That's
terrible. It's been 25 years of trying, so, you know, at this point they gotta change it.
It's wild.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so Haymitch wins.
Yeah.
And now it just gets even more devastating. Because when does he win? Like, how many pages were left? Because I also, same thing when he won.
There's probably, like, at least 40 pages left after he wins.
Yeah. And that's when I was, like...
Because then it goes... He...
So they're showing him, like... Well, they show him the replay of the games, like, you know, like, the
yeah,
and he's, screening, and he's like, this is wrong.
Yeah, this is not what happened. Like,
which, again, propaganda. It says, timelines are twisted, connections misleading... It's less flat-out lying than lying by omission.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, our picnic, the campout, the bombing of the tank, my rampage, and the arena going haywire, not one bit of that appears.
Okay. So it's like, whoa. So, this is my thing, right? Haymitch is supposed to start his victory tour.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But somehow... Oh, yeah, he's supposed to start his victory tour. So, and that starts in 12... Right? Because that's where he's from. I don't know.
Where
well,
do they end there? I forget.
I don't know, but, like, it was mad sus because he's at the train, right? And he's supposed to go wherever, and then he's like, oh, I'm home.
I think...
Right? You know what I'm...
Look, yeah, I know what you're saying.
But anyways, regardless of that, mad sus because he gets home, and there's a fucking fire. And he's like, oh, shit, what's going on? So, and then he's running, and he's like, oh my god.
Oh, I think he thought it was weird because no one was there to greet him at the train.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So, I think he knew he was going home. I think that he was like, huh, no one's here.
Yeah, where is everybody?
Oh, there's a fire. And I was like, no!
Yeah, so he starts running, and his house is on fire. Come to find out, his mother and his brother was in the house. So, he just won the games, and his family
like,
is dead.
Literally, and, like, his friends were, like, we tried to save them, like, no, like, we couldn't.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
And he, like, makes a note about, like, you know, these people work in the mines, like, they know how to deal with, like, fires and stuff like that, and the fact that they were like, nah, we couldn't, is, like, shit. So, obviously, he's very upset. I think it's interesting how we see more of Katniss's mom and dad mm-hmm. in this little end part here. And, like, how actually pretty close they get for a while with Haymitch. At least her dad.
They try.
Yeah, and then he hates everybody.
He's distraught because, yeah. like, he doesn't want to get close to anyone because, like...
He's like, everyone's going to be dead. Oh, mind you, Lenore Dove...
I was there, you're going to talk about Lenore Dove's ending
yeah, so
as well.
Lenore Dove is in prison, but then she gets released the day he gets home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, whatever. They have their nice little union... in the woods by her house
mm-hmm.
and they're like, oh my god, so happy, we love each other, yay. And then she's like, lol, oh my god, the candy you gave me. And she eats the candy and he's like,
and he like, I think he had the candy,
yeah,
so he hadn't given it to her yet, or
yeah,
or whatever, or somehow he like knew that was not
yeah.
the candy that,
and by the time he realized she had already swallowed a couple,
yeah, and then it was like poison,
and it was poison from snow.
Which, okay, that's, like, my biggest fear. I don't know about you. This is, like, my worst fear of, like,
that's
death.
Crazy!
Well, because I also hate...
Your biggest fear is being poisoned?
No. My biggest fear is, like, that split second, like, he's yelling at her, like, spit it out. Like, he uh-huh. knows what's happening. And
she's just like, why?
Why? She, like, it says, like, she's shocked. And then she says, like... She's panicking, like, what's going on? And then she realizes, like, what's going on, and she's like, I can't throw up, like, she's trying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think my biggest fear is, like, realizing that you're about to die and, like, nothing. Like, I'd rather just fucking, I would have rather her have no idea and just have died.
Yeah.
Like, that panic, and, like, she doesn't want to die. Like, yeah. I'm like, that's fucking terrible.
But there's no other option.
Yeah, like, that's a horrible way to go. Like, I think I would have rather her just eat a gumdrop and just fallen over and died.
Yeah.
Fucking good. Like, I hate that he realized, and it was, like, you had the, like, smidgen of hope that, like, she had half a gumdrop, not a big deal, just throw it up, and she was like, I can't, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking rough. That's a horrible way to go. To especially, be, like, scared.
Yeah, especially because weren't they gonna run away together?
Yeah, like, it was just all bad. So now Haymitch, we know why he has nothing.
Well, okay, and what's fucked up is that Haymitch... The irony of it all is that Haymitch, you know, makes this reputation of, like, the local derelict who sells hooch in District 12 to make a living for himself, mm-hmm. right? And he actually turns into an alcoholic because it's the only way to drown out the memories, because when he's, like, aware, all he sees is all his loved ones just dead or dying. Of course he's gonna try to numb any way he can.
It says, trying to forget is my full-time job now.
And not even just that, but the fact that he won, which means he needs to be a mentor to children who are gonna go through the same exact thing and probably die.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is where, and, like, now, like, the book ends, which I think this is...
so
messed up. I think this is interesting. Because now... Like, you know, the book, he's obviously having a rough time. Like, but that's, like, still not quite the end. There's, like, still, like, a few pages left.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so interesting how, you know, the victory tour happens, and Plutarch is basically, like, trying to talk to him, and he's like, I have nothing left to live for. And Plutarch is like, great, then you have nothing left to lose. Like, this puts you in a good position. Like, which is crazy. Like, you know, because he even says, like, BD's too valuable to kill, but, like, he has his pregnant wife at home, so he's just gonna, like, he has more to lose. Like, he's gonna... He's gonna just do what he has to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you, technically now...
Can go all in.
Which is so... Like, what a fucked up psychology this is. I mean...
Yeah, man, this book was terrible.
So now, okay.
Killer!
How did you feel about the epilogue? I liked it.
Wait, I forget, what was the epilogue?
So the epilogue was just, like...
Give me the footnotes.
I'm trying to think how old Katniss is. I think he's saying, like... Burdock's daughter.
She's little.
Which is Katniss, obviously.
Yeah.
And it says, like, you know, when she first came into the Hob, like, her hair was in two braids, which reminded me of Luella. Which I was like...
Oh.
And it says, like, after she volunteered for the games, that nickname couldn't help but slip out. So it kind of, mm-hmm. like, tied, like...
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, just a nice way to, like, bring us to the Hunger Games.
Yeah, that was
fine. Of current.
Yeah, whatever. It's cool.
Yeah, and says, like, I told our story. And I hate how he still calls it, like, our story, him and Lenore Dove. I'm like, just bro, fucking kill me.
Literally, like, that's...
It kills me.
Wait, how does it end again? Let me see.
So fucking sad. Just sad. Just a sad, sad...
Oh, yeah, nothing you can take from me was ever worth keeping. Oh, and she's the most precious thing I've ever known.
Like, what a little softy Haymitch is. Who knew? But I feel like, you know what, you actually probably could have guessed that. People that are, like, really bitter and, like,
well,
fucked up, it's because they have, like, a lot of feelings and something happened to them, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what's crazy is that while Lenore Dove is dying, I just remember this, she, like, makes him promise, like, make sure there's never another, like, sunrise on the Reaping. Not through the...
And, like, that's what he, I mean... And then imagine, like, feeling like you broke that promise for 25 years. Like, not broke it, but, like, you're trying... And you gotta keep doing. You gotta keep living until.
Yeah,
you...
man, it's terrible. This guy is just getting it every which way.
Yeah. So, what did you rate this book? I don't know how I rated this book either. Actually,
hold on. I'm getting a call. Can we pause?
Yeah.
Hello. Hey. No, it's okay. Yeah. Yes. First. Who else is going? You go, bro. Oh, so, like, a lot of people are going. Okay, sure, why not? What time is it? 6:30. Okay. Should be fun. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what time is Dave? At High Mountain, right? 8:30? The only thing is that I left food at Maple, and I wanted to eat it. Wait, what? I'm confused now. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. I see. Okay. Okay, yeah, do you need an answer right now? Okay, cool. Oh, yeah. No, I will text you soon. Sorry, it's just we're in the middle of recording the podcast, so so my mind is like all over the place. That's okay. That's okay. No, you're all good. All right, I'll text you. Bye.
Is like a boss?
Huh?
Is like a boss?
My manager.
Oh, okay. I figured it was something like along those lines. I'm just gonna ask you a rating, and we're done with this episode. So easy. Okay, so then what did you rate this book?
I think I gave it 4.
I think I gave it 4 also.
I like this book a lot.
Yeah, like, I feel like I'm just, like, really, like, reserving my 5 stars now. My ratings always, it's hard to, like, look back at ratings, too, because, like, the way that I rate books always changes. Mm-hmm. But, like, right now, I'm, like, 5 stars is hard to get for me. So this gave it 4.
I can see that. Yeah.
I'm getting more critical.
I would agree, honestly.
So, yeah, no, I gave it 4, but I thought this was a great book. I thought, again, I agree with everyone else when they said that it was, like...
Oh, wait, no, I gave it 5 stars.
Did you?
Yeah, I said 5 stars in the notes. That was my review.
Amazing. So, okay, yeah, I just feel like this was... I agree with everyone else when they said that this was, like, the same, like, spirit of mm-hmm. the main trilogy.
Yeah. No, and I really appreciated that she, like, really upped the ante, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she didn't... like, filter anything.
And again, I think we're, like, you kind of...
It was so gory, and it was so gruesome.
Yeah.
It's just, like...
And I think where in your Hunger Games and Catching Fire, you're lacking a little, like, from that perspective, is, like, again, mm-hmm. you have the unreliable narrator of Katniss being ignorant to a lot of the things.
Yeah.
Whereas, again, like, Haymitch was privy to it, so, like, you got... almost more insight to, like, what's really going on. Which I thought was, like, almost, like, a good bookend. Like, I almost feel like this book and Mockingjay were, like, partners.
Yeah.
Like, they're good bookends. And, like, I feel like Hunger Games and Catching Fire was just, like, fun, exciting games.
Hmm.
But, like, Katniss is like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Interesting.
I feel like this book and Mockingjay, you're, like, aware. Like, you're like, oh, there's, like, yeah. government things going
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah, for
you
sure.
You know, like, propaganda yeah. and, like...
But I think that's the point.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly. Which I loved. I love that she, like, gave us this little book.
Yeah. I really liked this book. It was really good.
I loved it. All right. So, great job. Again.
Be like, great job, Suzanne.
Be like Suzanne, guys. Don't be a sellout. Don't just keep fucking putting books out. When you want to say something, you write it.
You just say it. Say it with your chest.
Like, she only has 5 books, and every time, they're great. Good job. Like, do that.
Stays in her own lane.
She has her movie coming out already with this book. Like, she just, good job. She's just, and guess what? She probably has more money than she knows what to do with anyways. So, literally. Like, she's chilling. Good for her.
Yeah, literally.
Great.
Wild.
Love that for her. Amen, girl. Whatever. So, all right. So we'll see you guys next week.
All right, that's it.
That's it.
Bye.
But next week is, like, the main trilogy.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. The nostalgia is deeply ingrained.
I can't wait.
I'm ready.
Yes.
So we'll see you guys next week for Hunger Games Part 1, which I'm ready. It's crazy that, like, in theory, we're only, like, just starting the trilogy, like, for the episode-wise.
I know.
Well, like, whoa.
And, like, part one's just, like, all, like, background.
Yeah.
It's, like, not even, like, real, like...
I know. But it's, like, gonna be interesting to, like, talk about that background now with, like...
This, yeah.
Extra background.
Extra, extra background.
Extra background. Extra spice.
Ooh, add a little extra spice.
That's right. All right. Well, we love you. And that's it.
Who do we love?
Them.
Oh. I thought you were saying we love you, like, to Susie.
Oh, we love you too, Suzanne. All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.